Where do I look?
Why don't you look right in?
Okay.
Is it okay if I go over here?
Yeah, go here.
Somewhere in the middle.
I'll look over there, so it looks really weird.
Could you tell us about the phone call you had after Cain said?
Yeah, so President Trump, he called me, and, you know, honestly, I don't even remember. It's such a quick moment, but, you know, it's amazing to have the support of such a great American like President Trump. You know, this district voted for President Trump 3 times, and very clearly that's what the voters want in this district, and I look forward to working with the president for the people of the 7th District.
Yeah, why do you feel the Republican voters wanted to support you, and why do they feel you're the best candidate to represent the Republicans?
Because I bring the energy of a young man, but I bring the values of everyone of the 7th, faith, family, and freedom.
Yeah, and then we're not done yet, so what can you expect in November?
You know, tonight has been such an amazing night. I'm going to take this night off with my family, and tomorrow we're going to find a game plan to make sure we win in November, but tonight is for family and friends.
You're a young nominee. What do you think about that youth specifically? Is that going to help you or hurt you on the way to November?
You know, I've been to every single county in this district, all 26 of them. And you know what's really clear is the same issues facing young Americans are the same issues facing older Americans. Affordability. The older generation is being priced out of their homes by Tony Evers' tax increases, and the young Americans can't afford homes because of Biden's inflation. We're going to work on affordability to make sure all of the 7th District can live here, raise a family here, and even settle down for the rest of their life.
And then I know you're going to enjoy this night, obviously, but once you guys get going to work and start on policy again, how are you going to be a representative?
Could you say that again?
Yeah, sorry. Once you guys are going to enjoy this night, obviously, once you get started on policy again, how are you going to be a representative for not only Republicans, but Republicans and Democrats?
Yeah, you know, it's very important to remember that, you know, just because we live in a two-party state doesn't mean I wouldn't be the representative if elected in November for everyone. I'm happy to work with anyone that believes in faith, family, and freedom and loves this country as much as I do.
You were endorsed by President Trump. Do you think that helped you with your winning the nomination tonight?
You know, President Trump won this district by 22 points in 2024. I believe it was 22 points. You know, having his support means the world to me personally, but it's a sign to the voters that they can trust me to work for them, because that's what I'm going to do every single day. I was the hardest working one in this race, and I look forward to bringing that to the midterms and, God willing, into office in 2026.
One more question.
Is there anything you would say to the other candidates who were running against you?
Yeah, you know, the candidates in this race, they were very good opponents. And, you know, I thank them for throwing their hat in the ring. It's never easy to run for office. This is my first time, and believe me, the arrows are flying all the time. But, you know, thank you. To anyone that loves their country enough to put their hat in the ring, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Great to meet you guys.
Thank you.